18-year-old Bernie Rawlinson has Asperger syndrome, an autism spectrum disorder. People with Asperger's have difficulty with communication, eye contact, and relationships. Bernie's mother, Anita Rawlinson, wanted to write a book to help people better understand the feelings of children with autism. She has now published If You Were Me. Bernie drew the pictures for the book. Sharon Gibson is a librarian at Friendly High School in Fort Washington, Maryland. She is speaking to a crowd of about 25 students and parents.
I am so happy to welcome everyone to our library book program featuring our very, very own Bernie Rawlinson. Let's give him a round of applause.
Bernie Rawlinson then reads If You Were Me to the gathering.
You're you and I'm me, and I'm glad I'm me. Different, but not less. You say, hey, man. I say, hello. You say, see ya. I say, goodbye. You're talkative and outgoing. I'm quiet and reserved. We're different, but that doesn't mean I'm less.
Sharon Gibson says Bernie is a model of academic success. She says he has served as a wonderful example to other students. If You Were Me is a children's book. Bernie's mother wrote it in her son's voice.
I just wanted it written in a way so that other children could possibly read it or have someone read it to them.
She says she also wanted to send a message to other parents of autistic children.
I just wanted them to feel that they weren't alone.
This is how the mother and son worked together on their book. Ms. Rawlinson would write a sentence or two and read them to Bernie. Then he would draw a picture to help explain the meanings of her words.
I would leave it to him. I didn't necessarily want to tell him how to draw because I wanted it to be exactly what he did and it to come from his thoughts and his creativity.
If You Were Me tells Bernie's story. It says he was born to loving but inexperienced parents. It tells he was diagnosed with Asperger's at age 3. It also explains why he has few friends.
He's a loner most of the time. And then if he is approached by kids, he doesn't always know what to say.
Bernie's mother explains that he does not easily follow conversations. He may speak of unrelated subjects. For example, she says a group may be talking about movies, and Bernie will say something about chicken. But he wants the interaction. Bernie wants people to know that he has a full life. He attends school and, after class, goes to a part-time job at the library. He says he enjoys the work. His teacher, Anya Plana Hutt, is proud of him.
The fact that Bernie was able to illustrate his mother's book and, you know, share it with so many people, I think it's a very good message. It allows people to understand how it is to be on Bernie's side of the road.
The special education teacher says it's important for the community to understand people with disabilities. She says they are just like everyone else. But she says it is important to be patient with them and try to understand what their situation is like. Anya Plana Hutt says special education students are trying to be productive. She says they need people who understand how they work and will encourage them and support them. And this book just might help a lot more people to understand, encourage, and support Bernie and others with autism. I'm Katie Weaver. Words in this story. Outgoing, adjective, used to describe someone who is friendly and likes being with and talking to other people. Reserved, adjective, not openly expressing feelings or opinions. Academic, adjective, of or relating to schools and education. Diagnose, verb, to recognize a disease, illness, etc. by examining someone. Conversation, noun, an informal talk involving two people or a small group of people. Encourage, verb, to make someone more determined, hopeful, or confident.